Live. Love. Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
David Shiraz, our lovely newsreader, took 3 months to give the Android, the Samsung, a go before he switched back to the iPhone, which is interesting because he didn't give it a really good crack.
No. Although 3 months, it's more like just a pain. Like he hasn't probably pushed through to really just get used to it. Like you just got to push through the real bad times because you've done all the hard yards, which is copying your contacts from your iPhone to your Android.
To be honest, if it doesn't come with the SIM card, I don't care. You just message me and I'll say, who dis?
But nothing comes with a SIM card nowadays, does it? It's just stored on the phone.
Oh, is it? No, I thought it did.
This is not like Nokia's.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think the contacts are far more detailed now than they used to be, so the Sims can't really store them.
Oh, so they've got like
photos and nicknames and all that other stuff. And even if you use those apps, because there are apps that can contact things, and I think sometimes you do it through your Gmail, and things go missing or the names, their first name ends up as their last name. And
the ones that go through your email annoy me because I get all these people from high school's birthdays coming up and I'm like, I don't like that person. I haven't seen them in 10 years. I don't care. Go away.
Okay, straying from the subject.
We are. We do that.
So
iPhone versus Samsung. I gave it a go. I gave Android a go for good like two and a half years, I reckon.
Wow.
And
You're a hero.
I know. Thank you. I've been waiting to hear that. I was that person who would argue with the iPhone users. Like, no, these are the reasons Android is better. I will list them. I will tell you why.
So you supported them just like blindly because you're already on board.
Yeah.
And all your friends were like, why would you change from the rest of us? One of us. One of us.
I wanted to be different, man. I wanted to be unusual and cool, but I wasn't. Because I just wanted iMessages with everyone else. Like, I couldn't just iMessage people.
And people are like, oh, the green text.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We don't like anyone who's not blue and grey. Sorry. Which
that
is true.
That was literally it.
Which is really true.
Because you can have group texts a lot easier.
Don't pretend like you've got multiple friends.
I don't. Domino's is literally the main person who texts me. And it's not even a person.
But also, great specials.
Great specials.
Terrible for your waistline. So we're asking quickly, I don't know if we will get anything for this, but did you swap over from iPhone to Android or vice versa?
Mm.
And how long did you last? Because 3 months is just not a long time. And it's expensive to buy one phone and then go, oh, no, I made a mistake.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you sell it off?
Well, I suppose you'd have to. But then maybe a bunch of other people have realised that Samsung's not the same.
Your Samsung's sitting on Canberra buy, swap and sell for like a year. No one's touching it.
Especially if it's one of those ones that blew up.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
So this happened on Sunday for 60 Minutes. And I know we didn't have yesterday, but we really need to talk about it. Because Cocaine Cassie has lost her cocaine mind.
There might be a correlation.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So she's in prison at the moment and it's going to trial, right? Or they've just, that's it, lock her up. So Liam Bartlett, who was doing the interview for 60 Minutes, had to point out a lot of flaws in her story, which has evolved. That's a nice word.
Hasn't it, just?
Has evolved since when she first got busted.
And she was like, what? Where did all this cocaine come from?
So she's 22, which I didn't realise that she was that young. I knew that she was young, but she's 22. And Liam Bartlett, the interviewer, the journo, had said something that was really great, which is, I think you're full of porky pies. During the
interview. You don't get enough porky pies in journalistic integrity, you know?
So I think that's wonderful. That's the nicest way of him saying, stop lying. You know, you're doing this very big interview. Maybe stop lying. Now, she said, and this is one of the quotes, obviously a lot of people have had digs at me while I'm in prison because she can't defend herself. This is why she's done the interview.
Mm.
But I don't think it's actually helped her.
No, because everyone's just like, oh.
But she did say, before we get to the real absurdity of not being able to get into a phone, she did say why she ended up taking this job to be the drug mule. Take a listen.
I said, I don't want any part of this. I'll find my own way home.
What exactly did this Angelo tell you?
Basically told me that if I didn't go through and do the job and take the package, that my mum, my sister and my partner, they would be killed.
So Angelo was the drug dealer, I guess,
yep.
Who was threatening her family to take the item known as the headphones.
Yeah.
With her when she went overseas, and she didn't know, apparently.
I didn't know exactly what was in. I didn't know it was headphones. I didn't know. I wasn't allowed to look. I wasn't allowed to touch. It was packed in my suitcase. It was locked, and that was it.
And apparently she's got proof of all this.
On her phone.
On her phone. But she can't get into her phone.
Surely if this is what she thinks is going to help her case, she would very quickly remember her passcode to her phone. Or just remember that you can swipe your finger. No one else has your part, you know, your fingerprint.
Yeah.
If you've set your fingerprint up on your phone, she's a 22-year-old girl. She's using a phone that's new enough that has a fingerprint scanner.
Yeah. And also, like, it's your passcode.
It's your passcode.
And there must be some... Is there some way to get into your phone if you've forgotten your passcode?
This is the thing. Surely there's a hacker somewhere.
He's like, don't worry, Cassie.
I'll help you.
I'll help you out.
Yeah.
I'll break into your phone.
Yeah.
So we can get all this crucial information that could prove...
That proves that you were threatened. Your life was threatened. It was just... Oh, it's the weirdest story. Do you know what stressed me out so much? Because we were flying back on Saturday from Fiji and there was all this promotion about this interview that was coming up with Cocaine Cassie.
And her talking about the headphones and the threats.
You guys were checking in all the luggage and I was just sitting on my phone, like on the Wi-Fi, on Facebook, and I kept seeing all this Cocaine Cassie come up. And they asked us, what's in your checked luggage here? And you were just so nonchalant. You were like, oh, just heaps of headphones. You just got loads of headphones and, like, microphones and things like this. And I'm like, shut up. Shut up. Just technical equipment. Just say that. Just an overall. Loads of headphones. We love headphones. Oh, jeez.
Headphones doesn't mean cocaine.
Well, I don't know. Like, people are reading into things now. Stress me out.
Oh, jeez. Hope we got some headphones at the survey party.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
So I like doing snap polls.
Yeah, I've never been a part of one. I'm excited.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Welcome. So this is where we get great friends of the show on the phone. They get to listen to a story that I tell and they get to then, they then get to judge. And we all love judging. Don't we?
Sometimes we pretend we don't, but we
do. Yeah, we're like, I don't judge, but you do. And this is what we want you to do, judge this morning. So have we got everyone locked away, Gabs? Are they ready for the story?
They're ready.
Okay. So in my friendship circle, we've got one of them is a girl. I know.
Scandalous. 6342-1063. Is this okay?
And she's been seeing a guy, and I think it's starting to get serious. They've been together for a couple of months, and the ex that she wasn't together for too long with, but we all know when we met, she's been on and off with for a little while, and they're now just friends.
Yeah.
Right?
So she's remained friends with her ex, but she's getting serious with the current.
Which is fine.
Fine.
That's fine. You can be friends with an ex, especially if it wasn't like a long, long-term thing. Maybe you just sort of dated for a little while and or hooked up and you just realised it wasn't going the way that you thought it should. But the ex is going away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, she doesn't have a car.
Okay.
She lives in Melbourne and she takes public transport a lot of places, but she's working away from home a lot. And he said, while I'm away, this is the ex, while I'm away, just borrow my car.
Hmm.
Right? So that's how we reacted. And she's taken great offence to it.
Okay.
So she's defending it, saying, but I'm not with him. And it's like, yeah, but when someone gives you their car to borrow, it's very boyfriendy.
It's boyfriendy and it's also like super the car to me is a big thing. Because when I was first with my now husband, Rob, we hadn't been together even 6 months yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he let me borrow his car for a weekend away with a girlfriend. So he wasn't coming.
Oh my
he
God.
Let me borrow the car for a two-night trip away, a few-hour drive. And I thought, well, this is it.
You knew it was real then, didn't you?
Like, this is it.
He's
bottom
trusted
line.
Me with his rubbish old car
yeah.
that he loves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe that means that he loves me.
Exactly. I just feel like a car is such a big thing.
To let
so
someone borrow.
Yeah.
So the new boyfriend doesn't know yet. She's only just told the friendship circle just to gauge our response. Our response wasn't what she wanted, which was, no, you can't accept this car. And she's like, but it's going to make my life easier. Well, no.
No, keep
just
taking the train.
Just take the tram, take the train, take anything. Just don't take this guy's car. So 62421063, this is where you all get to judge, my friend.
I'm actually nervous. I feel like no one's going to go out late. Are we being too judgy?
Maybe we're being too judgy. Bradley from Banks, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, look, we're good this morning. Now, you've heard the story.
I have.
Do you think my friend has made an error in judgment by borrowing her ex's car?
I think you guys have just been a bit hard on people. I've got a 96 Mirage,
mm-hmm.
and I'd lend that to anyone.
You'd lend?
My girlfriend's got a 2004 Lancer
yep.
automatic. She'd lend that to anyone. It really depends on the state of the car,
right.
how old the car is, what you think, how you respect the car yourself as the owner.
Okay, so you think it means nothing that he's offered this car up to? You don't think it's boyfriendy at all?
If it was a GT Mustang and he was like, yeah, borrow it, that'd be a bit too boyfriendly.
Yeah, might as well get married after that. Okay. Bradley says it's fine. Sue from Latham, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you, Sue. I always love your opinions on this. I know you're very good when it comes to a snap poll. I really do enjoy them. Do you think it's weird?
No, I don't. I think it's generous. Sorry, I think it's generous. He's doing something nice, and I think you guys are overthinking it. Why can't someone do something nice? And what's more, why do we have to assume that it's an overture to getting back together or something? It's just a nice act. You don't have a car. I know you struggle. Borrow my car.
God, I'm feeling so judgy now.
Judgy. We feel terrible, Sue, but I'm going to stick with my decision. You were going to say and, Sue, and I cut you off.
I was going to say and. No, that's fine. I was going to say, and you're also taking out the fact that she's a human with a brain and has thought processes of her own, which means she's not actually committed to going back out with him just because she uses his car.
That's true.
Oh, my God, we're
although
awful.
Although you haven't met her. I don't know how much of it. She's my friend. I can say that. Kate from Baiwong, wrap this up. It's definitely gone against our thoughts this morning. Do you think this is wrong to borrow the ex's car?
No, not at all. You know, and until she has a conversation with her new guy and he says, look, I'm not okay with that, it's absolutely fine. People can be together and then be friends.
Can they, though?
David, yes, the newsreader, thinks no.
Yeah, we all thought no this morning in our little on-air meet. We were like, no, this is wrong. And we've just been told by the Capitol that we're just overreacting.
Yeah, I think you are, man. I've got exes that are friends and... Yeah, if my current partner said, look, I've got a problem with that, well, then I'd have to revisit it. But then I'd probably think that there was something wrong with my current partner if he couldn't accept the fact that you can be friends with someone who's an ex.
Yeah, all right. Well, they've done it this morning. See, this is why we do the snap polls.
I don't like the snap poll. I'm feeling terrible after the snap poll. This is an awful idea.
Just because it didn't go our way. That's the only reason why you're upset about it.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
So cast your mind back to season one, The Bachelor Australia.
I do remember that.
2013 mm-hmm. it aired in yep. Australia. Tim Robards was the winner.
Yep.
Not the winner, sorry, The Bachelor. And
well, he
Anna.
Was the winner because he was with Anna.
Anna.
And he didn't pick Crazy Eyes, Ali.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they are.
They are. So
I think they're officially engaged now, and uh-huh. I think they're actually living together now. For a long time, they weren't living together. And everyone's like, oh, it's just convenience.
Name me one other person from that season, female.
Ali, because she was, she got towards the end as well, and she had the crazy eyes. She was really in love with Tim. But That is all I remember.
That's it. You only remember Crazy
Eyes. But remember, I met them because I was working at 10, so I met them.
Yeah.
So I physically met them at the end. So that's the only reason why. I don't think anyone else in their right mind would remember who they are.
No, right?
No.
There's this woman, Natalie Sadie, who was apparently in this first season.
Okay.
I don't remember her at all. Don't even remember her face. Like, there's no recall on this
woman.
Well,
maybe she changed it.
That's very possible. Extremely possible. She's gone on a rant on Instagram about how there was an incredible amount of effort put into a dress that she was set to wear at the Brownlow, but her tickets never arrived. And so she's in disgust at the Brownlow ticket people for not sending her tickets.
Oh, my God. How could they do this to her?
Don't they know that she was briefly on television in 2013 and didn't even win Tim Robard's heart?
I don't even think she made top 10. We can't remember her face at all. But she has the dress.
She has the dress and so
the
many
hair.
People put all this effort in. And what's she supposed to do with it now?
Who's she meant to go with, by the way?
Is she
dating one of the AFL players?
No, not as far as I can tell. I think she's just sort of famous. Once upon a time. She probably does a radio show now somewhere.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I'm just feeling so bad for her today.
I don't even know how she's going to show her face in public after...
How embarrassing.
You know.
No one's going to know who she is because she didn't go to the Brown.
Do you reckon she really did get tickets, but she's just making a little bit of a storm about it just so she gets some coverage? Oh, my God, we're giving her what she wants.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no!
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
So kids pick up things from parents. That's a given.
Things that you say.
Things you say or things you do, they'll mimic you.
Mm.
So my friend's kid, just a couple of years old, was using the... Etch-a-sketch?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little one where you...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Everyone knows what an etch-a-sketch is.
Not easy.
Not easy. But she did a great job. She managed to draw mum, dad and herself.
Excellent. Paige. Happy little family.
And gives it to mum and dad. Do you like my drawing? And mum said, Peyton, what's mummy doing? What's mummy doing in the picture?
Oh, all right.
And I saw the picture and it looks like mummy's arm is up at her... mouth.
So she's just covering her mouth.
Well, Peyton answered.
And what did Peyton say mummy was doing?
What is mummy doing? Mummy's punching darts.
Oh, gee. Okay.
So mummy's a smoker.
Okay.
And
which is terrible, guys. For kids, you should never smoke. Unless you're punching darts. And then it's fine because it sounds so much cooler than just having a smoke.
And Uncle has been saying punching darts around
Peyton
a bit too much, just a bit too much.
As a joke. Right.
And she's picked up on it and now she's gone and said, Mummy's punching darts.
That is wonderful. That is so inappropriate. Imagine what this kid is saying, like at daycare
that's
and stuff.
So funny.
It's just wonderful.
And I wanted to be like, oh no. But you can't. It's too funny.
No, you have to
laugh. You have to laugh.
This is why I'm not allowed around my godson. 6242 1063. Talking about what your kid has mimicked you.
Yeah.
Quickly before we go into the ads. My godson and myself and his younger brother, Marco. So he's about four. Really chatty, really good talker.
Yeah.
And picks up everything.
Yeah.
We were out having a little bit of ice cream, which is fun. You know, Uncle Wilco taking the boys out. And my godson, Lewis... was listening very intently when Marco dropped his ice cream and I jokingly said, oh, Marco, now we're going to have to put you up for adoption.
Oh, no.
And because I found myself so hilarious, I had a bit of a giggle at my own joke and Lewis thought, I'm onto a winner here. Now, and for I think it happened for about 2 or 3 weeks, every time Marco did something wrong, Lewis would scream out, oh, well, we better put him up for adoption. Oh, I'm not allowed around the boys anymore.
No, that's not a surprise.
6242 1063. What are those inappropriate things that your kid has mimicked you doing?
Oh.
Jim from McGregor, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Apparently you have one that's slightly rude and you have to censor yourself.
Yeah, So I don't know where my daughter got it from, but the other day I opened up the car door for her. She hopped in the car and went, thanks, B-word.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yep.
See,
with such a smile and conviction on her face.
You know why?
Because she thinks it's like a friendly thing to say, because there's a lot of people who, and I know it even happens in our office here, that
they people use that
as an affectionate term.
Yep. Yeah, perfect.
Did you laugh? Were you just laughing and couldn't even say, you can't say that?
Turn around and laugh.
I think that's the first lesson you have to learn as a parent, which is don't laugh at them when they do something naughty.
Yeah, but it's so hard because they're so funny. They're punching darts. How can you not laugh at that?
We'll continue this chat at our Facebook page at Mix Canberra.